Hello, welcome to Life in Brown. My name is Motorayo. Today's episode is all about getting a job in marketing. So I spoke with one of my friends, Ibuku Iyegweso. Ibuku works with British Airways as a marketing campaign manager. So I wanted to speak to her about how to get a job in this field. Ibuku shares her thoughts and experience working in marketing industry. She shares how she got interested in marketing, what skills and qualifications you need to get a similar role or a role in the marketing space. And then she also shares her favorite part and most challenging part of her role. And Ibuku runs a gifting business as well. So we talk about what inspired her to start her business and how she balances working full-time as well as running her business. So, but first, you're going to hear what Ibuku does at British Airways.
So I currently work at British Airways and I'm a marketing campaign manager. And my role consists of me working with tourist boards and airports to promote destinations within the UK. And tourist boards, I think I didn't know them until I started the role. Tourist boards are basically organizations that are in every country that will promote the country so that you come to them. So for example, the UK has a couple of tourist boards that would advertise people in the US for them to come to the UK, or they would advertise people in Nigeria for them to come to the UK. And usually, like British Council, those people that do all those GCSE exams might be part of the tourist board because they want you to come as a student to the UK. So that kind of thing. So I work with those kind of people to promote destinations around the world. And I also have a business because I'm always trying to push my plug for my business. I have a business that I do gift curating. So the name of my business is Memora, and it means memorable because every gift is created with that thought in mind to make it memorable. And I do everything from event souvenirs, bespoke gifts, and whatever you would like me to do. So that is me in a nutshell.
That's good. Like, I wanted you to describe your work because I can read about it, but like if you say in your own words, it's more you do every day, so you know it best. Yeah, so when did you know that you were interested in working in marketing and specifically in travel as well?
So I'll probably start from the first part, marketing. I studied economics in uni. When I came out, I did NYC, and then I realized that, I'm probably going to work in a bank or finance or consulting or something. And I was like, I'm not really sure that's the path I want to go through. So I had a friend in NYC who introduced me to somebody. So a friend in NYC was called Yinka. Yinka introduced me to Chima. And I just had a call with Chima. Chima was working at a PR agency at the time. And he just told me pretty much what marketing was about. But I'd never heard about marketing before. So I was like, this sounds interesting. So he told me that his company was organizing a competition, a corporate communications competition pitch, and that I should apply. So I applied for it. I went through the process. So they gave me a brief. I came up to marketing campaign. I presented to like the heads off. And I came second. And in my head, I said, if I can come second in something like that, I have no understanding or knowledge of, then that means there's some sort of flair for me to do this. So after NYC, after I worked for a year, I came back, did a marketing master's, and that's pretty much, I guess, where it started, where the interest was born. Then to the other part about travel, when I was applying for jobs, I don't think I was particularly looking for somewhere. However, when this role came up, I was like, okay, this is kind of a nice match because I love traveling anyways. So the fact that I can now promote destinations just felt like a natural fit. So that's how that one came about.
And then you said you did a degree, a master's in marketing. Do you feel like in your work or in your field, like, do you feel like you need to have a degree, a master's in marketing, for example, to get a role like yours?
To be honest, I don't think so. I don't think so at all. If you have maybe a business background, it might help. So maybe business management, finance, all those business related stuff, it might help. Or I don't think so, because nowadays whatever you study might not even link to what you eventually do. So I don't think so. Yes, eventually you might do courses just so you're up to speed because it's some terminology you might not understand. But no, I don't think you need to have a marketing degree. No, because even me, I just did a master's, which is 1 year, compared to people that did, you know, a first degree, which is 3 years long. But no, that's what I'll say.
So what do you think has helped you like along the way in terms in your work? Like what resources have been helpful in your job?
For me, I love ad spotting. So if I see any adverts, I will watch it. I will play. So I don't like ad blockers. I want to watch the adverts. Whether it's YouTube or Spotify, when I'm outside, I'm always taking pictures of ads just because I have that interest. So I think having a natural, although another part, there's different sides to marketing. So I'm mainly talking about advertising anyways. But just having that natural flair for advertising, for example, marketing trends. I read a lot of stuff on The Drum. So there's a couple of publications like The Drum, there's Campaign, there's Ad Week, there's Marketing Week. I'm always following those things. I also follow pages on Instagram that analyze ads. So just to see, okay, what's Coca-Cola doing? What's Pepsi doing? What's this person doing? And I look at those. There's also courses as well. I wouldn't say have I done any courses? I think work sponsored one. So there was this mini MBA marketing that I did with some other colleagues. That was good as a refresher because I studied marketing a while ago now, and it was nice to just have, you know, fresh knowledge on what's happening. I do go for conferences every now, well, not conferences, more like events every now and then, because all the tourism boards or organizations I work with, they have events now and then. So I go there, meet people, I speak about the destination, but that's more specific to travel anyways. But those kind of stuff. So I'll say just being on trend, because marketing, you have to be on trend. See, what's this called? Trends just came out. So as a marketing person, you have to understand, how can I use trends to reach out to my customers? Is it a right tool? How do I use it? So you always have to be on top of trends. There's also artificial intelligence as well. And how does that affect us? Does it help us? Does it detract us? All this kind of stuff. But that's what I would say. I would say mainly just have a natural flair for ads, if that's the route you want to go through. Make sure that you're on top of trends, whether it's reading The Drum, Campaign, whatnot. Go for events. It's always nice to link up with people, because I feel like with marketing, yes, you might work in different industries, but the application is most of the time the same. So yeah.
You know how you said about keeping, knowing about the industry. So like keeping reading Adweek, The Drum. But then, you know, sometimes when in interviews, they ask you, like, tell me about a time when you've done XYZ. So you could have all this knowledge. So what would be like your advice to someone in terms of, like, you know, the skills side for interviews? What would be your advice from that perspective?
So is this somebody that hasn't had experience at all?
Maybe they probably have some experience of, like, university and or doing other jobs that maybe not marketing related. So maybe they're doing like admin somewhere, for example.
All right. I think it depends on the level. If it's an entry role, it might not matter that much, because you can talk about experience, but how it's transferable. So marketing, usually there's the creative side of things. And I always like to tell people that marketing isn't all creative. Yes, you might do an advert, you might do this one and that one, but there's a lot of data and analytics that goes into it. So being analytical, being able to manage projects, because a large part of marketing, I think, is project management, because you're literally managing a project from end to end. And then there's also stakeholder management. There's other things, but these are just examples. So if I would say, if it's entry level, you have all these skills, you can talk about them because they're transferable. If it's higher, that might be more of a problem, because they would like to see that you actually have experience in the field. So I think it depends on the level, but I don't think that any skill is not transferable. Whatever you have, you can talk about it in the context, but make sure you actually understand, make sure you've done your research, because they would like to also see that you have that passion, you have that burden, and you would understand the role, you understand the industry, you understand the product as well. Because if I'm like, I market travel, but if I was working in an energy company, for example, it would be different, right? The kind of proposition I'm talking about, energy, might be I'm trying to sell electric vehicles or solar energy. It's very different from trying to sell flights, for example. So I think those kind of applications, but I would say it just depends on the level. Entry level, there's more leeway. After entry level, mid level, it might be harder, because they might want to see hardcore skills.
Okay, so what would you say is, like, you know how you said your job, there's project management, stakeholder management, there's creative, there's the analytical. What would you say is the most difficult part of your job? Or the most challenging part?
I think for me, maybe stakeholder management, because you actually work with so many people. So I work with different tourist boards, and this is worldwide, and there's about 60 of them. I'm not working with 60 of them at the same time, but let's say on a campaign, I could be working with 20 of them. So working with 20 people on one project is already bad enough. Not to talk of my agency. I'm still going to work in my agency. I have two agencies, creative and media. That's another two. Then I'm still going to work internally. I might work with partnerships. I might work with brand. I might work with CRM. So I already counted 30 people to work with. So I think for me, I might say stakeholder management and just making sure everybody's on the same page, because tourist boards, sometimes they might take time to reply. Sometimes there's time difference, because if I'm working with somebody in the US, they are 7 hours behind. I've sent them something. I have to wait for them to wake up, you know, that kind of thing. But I would say most likely stakeholder management and just bringing everybody to the table, having sign-offs on time, because that can be delayed.
Okay. With stakeholder management, what would be like your advice to someone who's working in any role? It could be even in marketing or outside, that has to do with like a lot of people. What do you think has helped you in terms of building relationships with so many people in your job?
I think you've kind of said one of it, it's making sure you're actually building relationships. So some of my tourist boards have a presence in the UK. So any chance I get, I go and meet them and we actually meet up. It's usually at events anyways, but I tend to meet them and have that relationship. So that it's not that I'm just emailing you and you can't put a face to the name. So trying to build a relationship is one thing. Two is also maybe having shared objectives. So if they want to do ads and I want to do ads, let's make sure that we're clear on who's doing what. What do you need? Is it that you want people to fly to your country? Is it that you want them to come and be booking hotels? Like, what exactly are your goals? So that we can align on that. And then another thing is having regular check-ins. So if you're working with that number of people, you might not be able to have all of them on a meeting, but make sure that at least individually as much as you can, have regular meetings with them so that everybody's on the same page. Because the worst thing that can happen is that somebody's thinking that you're doing this, but you're not. And it's like, what's happening? So I think that's what I'll say. So make sure that you're building a relationship with them so that at least they know who you are. Have regular check-ins, and then your objectives should be aligned as much as possible so everybody's on the same page.
I know you've done marketing in a different, before British Airways, you worked in a different company. So
yes,
your overall experience, what has been your favorite part of working in marketing?
Maybe seeing the work I do go live, because I think one issue I had with a lot of subjects I studied in school, I'm going to say chemistry, for example, it just felt very unrealistic to me. Like, I'm adding C plus O2 plus H. I'm not seeing the fruit. Yes, you can mix things in the lab, but it just wasn't tangible enough for me. And I think with economics as well, it just felt more applicational theory, policy. So I feel like with marketing, I can actually see that, okay, all these things that I've been working on, when I see the ad on TV, or okay, I've not done TV yet actually, but when I see the ads out of home or radio, I'm like, wow, I worked on this. So having that tangible product or impact is just something that I really enjoy. Yeah.
Ibuko mentioned seeing ads out of home. And in this case, what she's referring to are the ads that we see, for example, at bus stops, train stations, or anywhere outside our homes. But one of the things I wanted to ask you is, from working in travel, what would be like your somewhere that you dream of going to based on the work that you've done, or somewhere that you discovered through your work? What's somewhere that you dream of going to?
Okay, I work with the Caribbean a lot, so I really want to go to the Caribbean. Initially, it was St. Kitts, but now I'm not sure which one anymore, because I worked with them so much. I'm like, maybe I should just take a cruise ship, because you can take cruise ships, but then again, that means I'm not flying, which I shouldn't be saying.
Is there anything else you'd like to say that I haven't asked you?
I think the only other thing, maybe things, would be just marketing in general. So I think marketing is a huge umbrella for a lot of things, I like to tell people. So there's PR side of things, which is public relations, basically how the brand relates to the public, whether it's in newspapers, publications, all that kind of stuff. There could be brand marketing, there could be CRM, which is like email marketing, any marketing that goes to the customers you know, as opposed to those ones that you don't know. So that means you have their address, you have their phone number, you can email them. And there's also analytics and data as well. So people that actually collect the data that goes into marketing or analyze your campaign. So just kind of highlighting some bits, because when people think of marketing, they might just think of advertising, but there's different parts of marketing. And then, as mentioned, there's different skills as well. It's not just about creativity. There's strategy as well that goes into it. There's analytics, there's project management, there's stakeholder management, like I said. There's patience.
I don't think that's a skill.
And also flexibility, because I think in my industry, we are very much dependent on a lot of factors. If, for example, it's snowing, because this happened a lot last year, it was snowing, we had terrible weather, planes couldn't fly, and we actually had to post campaigns just because we felt like it didn't make sense that if people can't go on holiday, we're still doing adverts. So like things like that affect us. And then also maybe legislations, because right now France is on strike. Maybe they're canceling flights or that kind of stuff. So for us, you need to be very flexible, because anything can change your plans, and your agencies also have to be flexible as well. And then also on the job side of things, because people ask this as well, you can either work on the client side or the agency side. So I'm a client, for example, British Airways has agencies. So on my side, I'm a marketing personnel, but then on the agency side, they also have marketing personnel as well. So you could decide you want to work on either side. Do you want to be a client or do you want to work at the agency? It depends on you and what you're looking for. I think on client side, you become an expert in the products, because I would work with the agency. I set the strategy, I write the brief. But on agency side, it's possible for you to work with so many different brands. So it depends on the variety you'd like. Yeah, I think that's all I would say.
And then the other thing, as you were speaking, that came to my mind was about your business. How could I forget?
Thank you very much.
Because I know how hard it is to promote a business, having running a photography business
with
my husband, Ayo. I wanted to ask you about Memora and what made you start Memora?
So Memora was, I think it was maybe COVID, I think. My love language is gifts. I love gifts, giving it, receiving it. And over COVID, there were a couple of birthdays. And for my friends, I would help to sort out their birthdays. Or maybe somebody in Nigeria wanted to send something to somebody here, I would do that. So my friends were like, encourage me now. You can actually do this, you know, professionally, start to do this properly. And I think for me, I was just scared, because once you start to put a price tag on something, expectations follow and value follows and all that kind of stuff. But anyways, 2021, I believe, just maybe, I think we were kind of coming out of COVID, wasn't I? Now started. And I started doing bespoke gifts, and I still do that right now. I would really like to do more kind of my own products where you can actually buy stuff from me. People have told me to do ready-made. I struggle with it just because I like bespoke. But at the end of the day, sometimes you need to give your customers what they want. So I'm looking at that. I'm not a fan. I would also like to make my own products. I know one thing that I've noticed of late is whenever I do gifts for guys, it's very difficult for me to find wrapping paper, cards. It tends to be the same thing. So I'm looking at creating maybe a product line for them, something I'm researching. What else? I'm looking to also go into events. So maybe you need souvenirs for events, corporate gifts, that kind of thing, that kind of space. I do know that you need kind of investment to scale, because I need to start branding stuff myself. I need to start sourcing huge volumes. But all is well. But yes, that's why I started anyways. It's my love language over COVID. And then they've been repeat customers and people that I've just been able to create gifts for that they really like. And it's very nice to see.
And what's helped you? What's helped you in terms of balancing running the business and your day job? And I know you have like other things going on in your personal life. So how do you like balance everything?
I'm still learning, because I always have to be intentional. My boyfriend keeps saying all the time, be intentional about this business. So I'm really trying to do that. This new job, I go to work more than my old one, because the old one was mostly working from home. So I just have to be intentional with planning. Since I figured out that Heathrow has post offices, that changed my life, because I just carry the gifts to Heathrow and I post it from there. Because before, I'd have to wait till I come back home to post. During the summertime, I prefer summer because it gets dark later, so I can take pictures late into the evening when I come back from work. During winter, when I come back from work, it's dark. So I can't take pictures. It's harder. But I think it's just planning. I just have to plan myself. I use Trello to track orders, even though I don't think I've used it of late, because people just reach out to me directly. If you fill in a form, it goes straight to Trello. So I have to actually track, because you can't miss a delivery date. You have to track everything. So I just think I'm just trying to be as intentional as possible and plan, because that planning is very important.
It seems like you have to be organized as well. Yeah, well, planning, organized.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah, because you cannot miss somebody's birthday and it's arrive after. No.
Yeah, because you want them, repeat customers, you want them to come back. So,
yeah. Exactly. Well, yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Ibuka. I'll put like your business details in the episode description. And
thank you.
Yay. Thank you so much for listening to the episode and for staying till the end. I hope you enjoyed my conversation with Ibuka. If you did, please check out Ibuka's business on Instagram. I put the details to her business, Memora, and you can book her for gifting orders. She's available. She's lovely. And the packaging, she pays a lot of attention to detail. I've booked her services before and I can recommend her 100%. So definitely check out her business on Instagram and reach out to her if you have any gifting needs. Also, if you've enjoyed this episode, please, I would like to ask that you tell a friend about it. And also, we currently have about 13 ratings on Spotify. If you're listening on Spotify, please do me a favor and rate the podcast. Or if you're listening on Apple, you can also do the same as well to rate the podcast. It really helps other people when they discover the show know that they're people who enjoy the show and they're more likely to give it a try. So thank you so much for listening and I hope to speak to you on the next episode.
Say bye.
Bye.
Ma.
Ma.